With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Ukrainian President Zelensky is in Washington for a meeting first with congressional leaders and then later with President Biden. Zelensky lobbying for tens of billions of dollars more from the U.S. for the war with Russia and other Ukrainian government expenses. Mr. Biden's on board. Congressional Republicans, not so much, at least not without resources to address the crisis on the U.S. southern border. Harvard President Claudine Gay gets to keep her job, the school's highest governing board voicing unanimous support for Gay amid a perceived lack of support for Jewish students facing rising anti-Semitism. Gay and a couple of her Ivy League peers testified recently on Capitol Hill. They struggled to answer questions about anti-Semitism on their campuses. Also at SRNNews.com, some excitement in the Bronx, New York City, the other day.
The collapse happened Monday while Julian Rodriguez was working at a deli in the neighborhood.
Someone that came in the store screaming, "Oh, come outside, look, a building collapsed." So I rush outside and all you see is the big debris cloud of smoke and all the stuff in the air and people running and screaming.
Firefighters spent hours searching a 12-foot-high pile of debris. No victims were found, but two people did receive minor injuries while evacuating the building. The building was constructed in 1927 and had been undergoing repairs to the facade. I'm Donna Water.
Looking to speed up the process, Special Counsel Jack Smith asking the Supreme Court to decide whether former President Trump can be prosecuted on charges of trying to overturn the 2020 election or whether he is shielded by presidential immunity. The Trump campaign argues against an accelerated process, writing, "There's absolutely no reason to rush this sham of a trial." On Wall Street, the Dow is 87 points higher, while the Nasdaq is up 17 points. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has refused to take up a case about whether state and local governments can enforce laws banning so-called conversion therapy. Three conservative justices dissented. The court on Monday turned away an appeal from Washington State, where the law has been upheld. An appellate panel struck down local bans in Florida as an unconstitutional restriction on counselors' speech. Justices Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, and Clarence Thomas each voted to hear the case. It takes four of the nine justices to set a case for arguments. Scotland's highest civil court has upheld the British government's move to block a landmark transgender law passed by the Scottish Parliament. The ruling by the Court of Session in Edinburgh is a setback for Scotland's semi-autonomous government. It overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing anyone 16 or older to change the gender designation on their identity documents by self-declaration. SRN News. A missile fired by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels has slammed into a Norwegian-flagged tanker in the Red Sea off the coast of Yemen. The attack expands the international impact of the Israel-Hamas war, which continues to rage. A Japanese court has convicted three former service members in a sexual assault case that authorities had dropped until the victim, a former service member, came forward demanding another investigation. That prompted a military-wide harassment probe. The Fukushima District Court has sentenced the former Japanese Army soldier to 2 years in prison, but suspended the sentences for 4 years, and that means they will not actually serve any time behind bars. Residents have started evacuating as the first tropical cyclone of Australia's season is forecast to cross the northeastern coast tomorrow, bringing destructive winds along with flooding rains. More details at SRNNews.com.